At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear a brand new story from Oscar in Dallas. A brand new ghost story actually takes place not too long ago, in the last couple of years. A very haunting tale of someone being asked to summon the dead. What happened will truly shock you.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Coming up, a preview of this week's EPP bonus episode, a good chunk of the story from Oscar in Dallas. Brand new one. In fact, I'm just going to jump right into it so you can hear it. My description will not do it justice. It's about a woman who contacted Oscar, trying to communicate with a deceased young loved one, and what was conjured up in the process is very, very chilling. To hear the full story, become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a snippet of this week's EPP bonus episode. Hey guys, it's been a while since I sent you a ghost story. It's October, my favorite time of year. A lot has happened to me that I can't wait to tell you guys. First of all, I'm still releasing a new book soon, and I'm also working on a production company to create a Netflix series based on my ghost stories. We're hoping to finish the show's pilot sometime this year. I promise to let you know as soon as the film is in production. I do have another ghost story for you and your listeners. Do you ever wonder what happens to a child when they die? I know, and I'm not sure I want to tell you. I recently had a horrific paranormal experience helping a friend that I'm scared to tell you guys about. I've seen all kinds of evil entities through the years on this earth, but there's a few that made me fear for my own life. It was a hot summer day when I received a call from my friend. I met this friend at a party where she overheard me talking about ghosts to a group of people. She had read my book and knew I was going to be at the party. Nancy pulled me to the side and asked me for a favor. Sure, I responded, because it wasn't uncommon to get a request for help with the paranormal. A request that was different. And I should have said no, but I agreed anyway. I met Nancy at a party I attended early that spring at a friend's house. And by the time I met her, I already had too many beers, plus the tone in her voice felt genuine and honest. Nancy wasn't your ordinary woman. She was an Ivy League graduate and a very logical thinker. When a person with that kind of education asked me for a favor, I listened. The year before I met Nancy, she had lost her niece to a mysterious circumstance at a daycare in her hometown. I love kids, so if I could help her find a closure, I was all for it. She believed her niece was murdered, so she asked me to contact her. I knew better than to summon the dead, especially someone that young. Every bone in my body told me not to do it. But I agreed anyway. I usually don't like to summon anything because, in my experience, nothing good ever comes from calling the dead. Every instinct begged me not to help, but she was a friend, and I never say no to a friend. We agreed to meet at her apartment if the following conditions were met. I needed something that belonged to the baby. The ritual had to be in the daylight. She lived in an old building, so I didn't want another spirit to contact us while doing the ceremony. I planned to perform a white magic ritual involving herds and other witchcraft items, but Nancy's religious views prevented any such thing from happening. The only option I had was calling on the spirit of the child through a personal item. Having a sense of responsibility, I warned her about opening a door she might not want to be opened. In reality, I was the only one that felt scared because of what waited for me on the other side. The last time I called on the dead, I was a teenager helping a friend. Even though everything worked out in the end, the summoning ritual took a drastic toll on me, physically and mentally. Now, I was in the same situation and I needed to reach down deep and try to help Nancy. I didn't want her to think I was afraid, but the reality was I wasn't just scared. I feared for my life. Once you open the door to the world of the dead, it's hard to close it. The first time I attempted to contact the dead, I did it as a favor for a friend. He was being attacked by unseen demonic forces that left messages on his body. The entity crawled or clawed phrases like, "I hate you," and "die" on his back and chest. During the summoning, I was attacked by a thing I could only call a demon, and just when I completed the ritual, did it stop. At the time, I told myself I wasn't going to put myself through that again, and I meant every word. It took me weeks to recover from the ordeal. And here I was back. Nancy lived in an old building in downtown Dallas. The building itself had been converted from an old office building into a modern loft living space. It was too trendy for my taste, I thought. I parked in the garage where she met me at the entrance and I followed her up to her apartment. The apartment itself was modern and very small for a loft. Nancy was a petite Hispanic woman with this authoritarian energy, which I assume came from her personality. She greeted me with a hug and thanks for coming. I smiled and quickly demanded to get to it. It was getting dark and I didn't want to perform the ritual at night. "Do you have what I asked for?" She walked into her bedroom and came out with a small brown box. She sat down next to me and opened the lid and pulled out a small blue garment. I started to get nervous, not knowing what would appear once I started to summon the child. Before I started, I gave her the rules, which I'll not state on this story. My heartbeat got faster as I reached for the garment. She looked at me with anticipation in her eyes. I cradled the garment with one hand and waited for the energy to run through my hand like water, but nothing. I used my other hand, and still nothing. I put my face next to it, and I finally felt something. A choking sensation came over me. As I felt a thick liquid run down my throat, I started to gag and choke. I couldn't breathe, so let the garment go. She choked on something, I told her. I felt the baby's last moments before she passed. Nancy explained the daycare responsible for her niece's death was under investigation. Per the investigators, the baby had died in her sleep, but what made the daycare employee suspicious was the fact that they hid and destroyed evidence before the authorities got to the crime scene. If you want to hear the full episode, become an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Sign up for $5 a month or through Patreon. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com. You'll get this full episode, full story, and access to all 218 EPP bonus episodes. Ghostpodcast.com. Help keep real ghost stories online alive.